Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis on Today FM.
Ireland's iconic culinary festival, Taste of Dublin, celebrates its 20th anniversary this year, and it takes place from this coming Thursday, the 12th of June, till the 15th in Merrion Square in Dublin. It's going to host over 18 restaurants serving more than 70 mouthwatering signature dishes. If you know me, you'll know I love talking about food and thinking about it. And there's going to be master classes, demonstrations, live music, and much more. And Super Value's new Real Food Kitchen is going to be there hosting interactive demonstrations. And one of the people going to be doing a cooking demo is chef and food columnist Sarah Butler. And she joins me now. Sarah, how are you?
I'm good, Alison. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Great. You've never been to Taste of Dublin yourself.
Never been to Taste of Dublin, so I'm so excited.
It's going to be amazing. I love walking around, getting all the food samples. Even if the weather is whatever it's doing, it's still really enjoyable. And have you cooked at a festival before?
Not at a festival this big, so I'm really thrilled and excited because it's such a great buzz when you cook in front of a live audience, I suppose. You just get that feedback from the people, and everybody loves food and it just makes people happy. So it's always a great environment to be in.
Definitely. So Sarah, people will recognize you from RT's Today program as well. You've got 240,000 Instagram followers. That's incredible. And you've got a number of cookbooks under your belt, but will you just tell us a little bit about how you got started?
It was actually a little bit of a curveball from lockdown. My original job was a wedding stationery designer.
Wow.
And that was my job and I loved it, but of course the weddings were cancelled in lockdown, so I always cooked. As I say now, I'm not cooking it really any more than I always was. I just always assumed people knew how to cook.
Right.
I don't know, I just always knew. So I took to my Instagram in lockdown. I went lots of time on my hands, and it just went from there, and it's now my job and I love it.
But Sarah, it's funny, I've on my Instagram recently, we'll say in the last year, I've started to kind of share recipes that I've tried from other people's recipes. I always give them the kudos as to who they are, but those are the things that perform the best. People love it, don't they? Just love food. It's brilliant.
They love food that's, you know, everyone is so busy right now.
Yes.
And you don't want to lose the food quality. You know, you want to come home and have something tasty, even though you might only have a handful of things in the fridge. So I love to be able to make recipes with normal ingredients, and my big thing is how to add lots of flavour to simple ingredients to make a diverse range of different recipes.
So we wanted to task you this morning, Sarah, with two of your favourite, now I know it's not particularly summery right now, but we will get warmer days, of your summer dishes that are your go-to. And I really love the sound of this baked feta, tomato, red onion with crusty baguette idea. I love this.
It is so delicious and so ridiculously easy. It's crazy how easy it is. So what you want to do is get a block of feta cheese into a casserole dish and drizzle that with olive oil, and then chop up some red onion nice and thin. Lots of those gorgeous little cherry tomatoes.
Mm.
Such a great range of tomatoes now when they're in season. So get them in. You don't even need to cut them up. Lots of garlic in there and basil, salt and pepper, and then drizzle some honey over the whole thing.
Ooh.
And if you bake that in the oven for about 25 to 30 minutes, the feta is just so delicious. Those tomatoes get lovely and softened, and all of those flavours from the honey, it makes it that little bit crispy and sweet. And get yourself a nice fresh sourdough baguette, and oh my gosh, it's great for...
Do you just cut the baguette up and dip it into it? Do you mix it all together?
You can dip it in. Just get some little spoons and let people take what they want. Obviously, you could put it into a lovely dish as well, and toast your little baguette slices will be delicious. So it will be great if you're having people over, and it looks so good as well. Tasting
Sarah,
amazing.
I'm starving right now. I'm actually going to eat the desk. And another one, you know, I've never attempted this. I'm more of a savory, I suppose, than a sweet person, but I've never attempted a pavlova, but you think a pavlova with fresh fruit is a win for the summer.
I'm yet to find anyone who doesn't love a fresh fruit pavlova, and it's so easy to make. There's one or two little tricks with the meringue. We all know the trick of being able to hold that bowl over your head and that the meringue doesn't budge. Because if it does budge, forget about it. It just won't work. So it's as well to know before you put it in the oven. I just use egg whites and sugar. I don't use corn flour or vinegar. There's lots of different ways of doing it. Add the sugar slowly or all together. I just add it in slowly and bake that away. And I love that you can make different shapes. You can make, you know, like a dip in the center so you can really fill it with cream. Go square so it's easy to slice. And then add whatever you like, whether it's chopped pears, berries, strawberries, raspberries, lots of fresh cream.
Nice.
And if you add in a little caster sugar or icing sugar and some vanilla essence while you're whipping that cream, it gives that lovely sweet flavour as well. And they always look so well with some mint leaves on top displayed.
See, that's the thing. It looks like a display piece. It's true. You look more impressive than maybe you are. No. Sarah, this is excellent. So you're going to be, what days are you going to be at Taste of Dublin?
I'm there all 4 days.
Great.
From Thursday right through to Sunday. So I will
excellent.
Be in the Super Value Real Food Kitchen and I'm so excited. I have the most delicious recipes to make. So I hope lots of people come to see me.
They
and
will.
Learn lots.
And including myself. I will drop by.
Brilliant.
Sarah Butler, we'll have you on again. Thank you so much for your time
Thank
this
you,
morning.
Allison.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Weekend Breakfast with Allison Curtis on Today FM.